From RF Smart, this is Taking Inventory, a podcast all about better controlling your supply chain and improving inventory management. Now your host, Abby Bennett.
Welcome back to Taking Inventory. I'm your host, Abby Bennett. We have a special episode today, namely because I am joined by not just one guest, but three of my fellow teammates here at RF Smart. We are going to be highlighting one of our corporate values, We Have Your Back. Before we get into that, I want to introduce our guests today. We have Denise Young, Miles Hadabaugh, and Jess Renfro. Hello, all. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Abby.
Hey, Abby.
Hey, Abby.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. Before we get into this value of We Have Your Back and what that means for our customers and our fellow employees, let's take a moment and share a bit about what you all do at RF Smart and share how long you've been with the team. Denise, we'll start with you.
Thanks, Abby. I've been with RF Smart a little more than 4 years now, and I'm currently the revenue team leader overseeing the billing team responsible for our software and services revenue and timely and accurately reporting everything that comes in on a daily basis.
Fantastic. Miles, tell us a little bit about you and your role at RF Smart.
Sure. I am the product engineering manager on the NetSuite product. I've been at RF Smart for just over 3 years now. I was the company's second Scrum Master before becoming a product engineering manager on the NetSuite team. I work with multiple development teams to help deliver new features and functionality to our NetSuite customers.
Wonderful. Jess, we'll wrap it up with you.
I'm Jess Renfro. I started with RF Smart 2.5 years ago as a strategic account executive, where I was a liaison for accounts and managed their agreements and renewals. Since then, I've been promoted to a manager of functional consulting on our customer success and support team for NetSuite.
Awesome. Well, again, welcome all. Jess, I'm going to piggyback off of that. I want to dive into this topic and start with you because you and your team are working with customers actively every day, and really you're on the front lines of embodying this part of our mission. How does this value of We Have Your Back affect your communication and the requests we receive from our users?
Overall, I'd say we're a solutions-oriented company. Our general approach to customer challenges or requests is letting them know we'll partner with them effectively and navigate finding a solution together. And I believe this is reassuring to them. We want to ensure we are consistently communicating with them, proactively if possible, providing updates in a timely manner, and that we truly understand the challenge they're having so we can solution it out. In general, I'd say we want to be in the trenches with our customers. When they are having a challenge, we understand it can greatly affect their business overall, and we consider that our challenge to overcome too.
That's fantastic. I love that idea. And we're going to talk a little bit more about being proactive in communication. I think that paints a great picture for our listeners. Miles, you and your team are on kind of the opposite side of things, not really communicating directly with the customers at all, but having their feedback direct your team's goals. Tell me a little bit about how this value of We Have Your Back guides the projects you and your team work on day in and day out.
Sure. The concept of having your back is something that's ingrained into the day-to-day workings of the NetSuite team. It's not just something that we talk about, it's something that we actively practice. Especially in those unexpected moments in life, if someone needs to step away suddenly, the team's always quick to respond with a simple, "We've got your back." This value is embedded into our culture that it becomes a second nature for us to express it regularly. When I joined the team, I noticed these values weren't just plastered on the walls, but echoed in every meeting I attended. This was crucial for me, having been in situations where values were spoken about, but they weren't always lived up to. In fact, during my interview process, I distinctly remember a question from our CEO, Michael Morales, about what I hoped to be able to say after 6 months working at RF Smart. I told him that in all the interviews I had done so far, everyone's talked about the values. So I would like to tell my friends and family that I found a workplace that not only talks about the values, but truly lives them out. In my role, we're dealing with development teams and delivering code to customers involves constant change. Having support for innovation is vital. The industry moves very fast and falling behind is not an option. When we propose a change or new ideas, knowing that we have a team and leadership that has our back, it's crucial. It's about more than just avoiding falling behind. It's about creating a product that stays competitive. Having each other's backs ensures that we can handle any challenge that comes our way. And it's a commitment to support and a belief that together we can overcome any obstacle and continue delivering a high quality product to our customers.
That's so encouraging to hear. And I particularly liked the part where you had these expectations coming in, hoping they'd be met. And you've seen that to be true in the lives of you and your teammates. That's really impactful. If we look at someone who kind of splits the difference between yourself and Jess, that would be Denise, right? Who does a bit of internal and external communication. Denise, what does this value mean to you as you handle finances, which is a huge part of this whole picture of our business?
Well, Abby, this value is not just meaningful to myself. It's accounting as a whole. And in any company with accounting, accounting is used to having to be the cleanup crew. We're used to being the caboose and having to always be reactive. When we get a request from anyone in the company, we're able to take the time to process what it is that they could need that they haven't even asked for yet, so that we can make sure that they are able to turn around their request from the customer quickly and efficiently without having to come back to us multiple times. So because of the environment of having each other's backs, instead of just answering what is in front of us, we take the time to step back and think about what else could they need that the customer may not even thought about, but this is extra information that we can provide internally so that the customer will always have a positive experience.
You said being proactive and tackling these challenges, but also anticipating challenges. So you've already thought a few steps ahead to make sure that you can support them in the best way possible. Miles, why don't you share with us specifically on your team, why is that so important to creating teams that are mission focused at RF Smart?
Yeah, this is a crucial aspect, especially for the NetSuite products team, where we're constantly innovating and enhancing features for our customers. The key here is proactive communication. It's not just about external customers. It's also about our internal customers, our partners, support services, and customer success teams. We've set up an ideas portal where everyone can contribute their thoughts and suggestions. It's not just a one-way street. We're actively seeking feedback from all corners. We vote on these ideas, evaluate them, and the best ones become a part of our product. This is a collaborative approach that ensures that we are not just relying on our own perspectives, but tapping into the collective wisdom of our entire team. For instance, we've recently implemented an integration testing framework that directly tests the product within NetSuite. This allows us to validate functionality quickly and efficiently, making sure our product is top-notch. Ultimately, this collaborative and proactive approach not only strengthens our team, but also enhances the overall quality of our product. We're not just growing in size, we're growing in our ability to deliver a high-quality product as quickly as possible, making it easier to support, more beneficial for our customers, and a smoother experience for our developers and testers. It's a win-win for everyone that's involved.
One thing, Miles, you mentioned is that everything we're doing is in order to be a better support for our customers and for our internal teammates. And I'd love to hear a story about that. Jess, I know, like you said earlier, you're in the trenches with these customers. You really want to make sure you're providing the best support system for them. Can you share with us a time where you were able to have your customers' backs and your team really supported a customer through a challenge they were having?
Yes, I'd be happy to, Abby. So we received time-sensitive requests with a significant amount of urgency, and we reprioritize available resources to react to those types of requests. So with that, we received an email on a Friday. It was midday from one of our customers, and they were inquiring about on-site support for their year-end stock count. This is a very common request type, but what made this one specifically unique was the tight timeline. It was a Friday, and they were requesting the on-site for the following Thursday through Sunday. With that, I devised a plan, and on Monday morning, we were able to reprioritize and react to this customer's request. I spoke with the team about it, and we were able to free up one of the consultants to go on site. And not only did we have the customers back, and that consultant was able to go on site, but their teammates jumped in to assist with some of their customer engagements that this individual had to make sure all the customers were taken care of. So it was wildly successful. The customer is extremely grateful that the consultant was there in person and was able to assist them with the wall-to-wall stock count and help with the approval process. And it helped to increase the customer's overall inventory accuracy. And then in addition to that, the consultant also uncovered other training opportunities while they were there on site. And they provided training on functionality the account already had and helped to optimize the processes. All in all, we were able to have the customers back in this situation, and the consultant's colleagues were able to have their back, and it was a huge success.
It's that domino effect of, well, if someone's going to leave the office, there's work that has to be done for them. So what's that going to look like? And it's such a privilege to know at RF Smart that you're going to be supported by your teammates as you go support the customer, so we can really do right by everybody. I love hearing the stories of how we were able to support customers, but I would love to give you all a moment to brag on your teammates and how you as a teammate have been impacted by this value. Miles, why don't you share your story with us?
Absolutely. I experience that type of support every day in various ways. It's not just a one-time thing, but a constant in my work environment. It starts from my boss and extends to my colleagues as well as those who report to me. There's a mutual understanding. I've got their back and they've got mine. Recently, my brother passed away of cancer, and it was very last minute. He came to visit us in Florida, and then a month later, he went back home, and he thought everything was okay, and then it wasn't very quickly. So I was able not only to let my team know that, hey, I would like to go see my brother now before anything happened. There was no hesitation in giving me the green light to go. My boss and my peers were just asking me, what do we need to cover? Whatever you need from us, don't worry about what's going on here. So I did. I flew home. I was able to see him before he passed away, which was very nice. And then I came back. And then a week later, he passed away. So I had to leave almost immediately after to attend his funeral. And there was never any concern or stress that I was leaving back-to-back weeks on a product that never stops. So there's a lot of moving pieces every single day, but you never feel like you're going to be the domino that knocks over the rest of the dominoes if you're not here. There's always someone. I extend that same support to my colleagues because I want everyone to experience the same sense of security and encouragement when they need to step away. It truly creates a positive work environment everyone at RFSmart gets to experience.
And that's absolutely the times when the values either show or they don't. I'm so glad that you had the opportunity to be with your family during that time. Thank you for sharing that. Denise, do you have a story of a time that RFSmart has had your back?
I do. One of the great things about working at RFSmart is that we are so focused on a life-work balance environment. And it is understood that if your life is out of balance, then they understand that your work is going to be out of balance. So there are a lot of things offered at the company to make sure that our life stays in balance. But life is what life is, and it can get out of whack at times. My mother was diagnosed with cancer, and she moved in with me. She was not doing well at all. And it was difficult for me to make the decision to leave my mother at home to be able to come into the office. But I don't like doing anything that I cannot give 100% to because I feel like I'm letting myself down and I'm letting down others. So because I felt that I was not able to give 100% to the team at that point, I went to my manager and requested that he accept my resignation because I wanted them to be able to have the opportunity to find someone that could give them 100% at the time. And I was fully prepared to stay on long enough for them to hire someone, help them train, and walk away. As heartbreaking as that is, but I knew that I needed to make sure that my life was in order. And immediately, before I could even get the paper handed to him for the resignation, he absolutely was, no, this is not going to happen. He went to his manager and they both came to me and were like, whatever it is that you need. So to have a company that made you feel that you were not a burden and you were not letting them down, that they felt like they would be letting me down if they did not offer me the opportunity to take care of my personal life, is the best feeling that you could ever experience when you have to get up and leave your family to come to work.
Absolutely. You said something that I think really summarizes it well, which is that they felt a duty to you as someone on their team to make sure that you were having a great experience. And I've certainly seen that true in my life at RFSmart, but management really does, from the top down, want to make sure that they're doing right by you internally. Thank you for sharing that. Jess, why don't you round us out? Tell us about a time where RFSmart has had your back.
Thanks, Abby. So this story has a personal touch to it, and it involves our work from anywhere policy. I'm a U.S.-based employee and work out of our headquarters in Jacksonville, Florida. We have a hybrid program where we are 3 days in office, and if you'd like to, you can work 2 days from home. With that, we have a work from anywhere policy that provides us the ability to work remotely for 2 weeks out of each year at any time, as long as you gain approval from your leader. Well, my sister and her husband live in Michigan, and they were having their first child, and I planned to travel up to see them when my nephew was going to be born. I was excited to take advantage of our work from anywhere policy and spend time with them. I spoke with Marina, who is my director, several months in advance for that time frame, but it didn't go exactly as planned, and my sister went into labor 4 weeks early. I received a phone call from her. It was a Friday, I'll never forget it. I was out to dinner with Adam, my husband, and we were on a double date with another couple. We were eating pizza, and she let me know she had gone into labor and that they were headed to the hospital. It was late in the afternoon on a Friday. I called my boss, Marina, and without hesitation, she quickly approved me changing my date by a full month. I was able to get on the first flight out that Saturday morning from Jacksonville to Michigan and made it to the hospital to spend time with my family and see William Russell, my nephew, the day he was born. Marina and the company truly had my back, and I'm extremely grateful I got to spend quality time with all of them after his birth and support them. RF Smart and our leadership care not only about our professional goals, growth, and development, but also know and understand the importance of personal life, friends, and family. And I'm very thankful for that. It's time that you can't get back.
Those stories are so encouraging to hear, and I'm very confident we could spend another 3 episodes just dedicated to the outstanding support of our teams. But I think those did a great job of showing what this value means to us as employees. As we wrap up today, I want to thank you all for taking the time to share and give our listeners a peek behind the curtain as to what this value means to us and why it matters so much and how this affects not only the success of our business with our customers, but our teams internally as well. For our listeners, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. As always, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, including Google, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or on our website at rfsmart.com/podcasts to get email notifications when we post. Thank you all so much for listening. And to our guests, thank you again for joining us today. Catch you on the next one.
Of course. Thanks, Abby.
Thanks, Abby.
Thanks for having us, Abby.